Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With Election Day tomorrow, the candidates for the U.S. Senate seat held by the late Ted Kennedy are just a day away now from finding out who voters will send to Washington. Both the Republican, State Senator Scott Brown, and the Democrat, Attorney General Martha Coakley, will campaign from one end of the state today to the other in their last effort to generate enthusiasm. WBUR's Fred Tice followed the candidates this weekend and found very different moods along the way.
Scott Brown is playing offense, while Martha Coakley is on defense. The energy on Coakley's campaign is on the stage. At the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Dorchester Saturday, Ted Kennedy's widow, Vicky, tried to encourage the union troops.
Teddy always told me that when you're in a fight, there's nobody like organized labor to have on your side. Nobody.
But State Representative Marty Walsh of Dorchester gave the audience of Coakley volunteers a reality check.
Make sure today that we go out and tell our friends, because I have a lot of friends out there that are talking about voting the other way for whatever reason.
Bonnie Harlow, who was waiting for Brown at a strip mall in Plymouth, has plenty of reasons.
He wants to send the health care bill back to have it redone and have it open for discussion. He wants to eliminate the terrorists getting equal rights as citizens and getting lawyers that are paid for with our tax dollars. He wants less spending, and he wants smaller government, and all of that makes sense to me. And he's a real person, and he's listening to us, and I don't feel like anybody else is.
Harlow has never gotten involved in a political campaign before. I'm here with Scott Brown supporters holding up signs, and I am hearing a lot of horns being blown and a lot of people holding their thumbs up as they're driving by. The energy at Coakley events is on stage, but the energy in Brown's campaign is in the audience. Everywhere he goes, big crowds are out to meet him. They are the curious, the disaffected, the newly converted, and the diehards. People such as Stephen Holland from Pembroke, who is upset at the deals made to get health care reform through Congress.
It's outrageous that we're subsidizing the insurance of the people in Nebraska, the people in Louisiana, the state workers, and the union workers. We are subsidizing them.
At his campaign office in Plymouth, Brown complained to volunteers about an ad that Coakley is running, saying he supported turning rape victims away from hospitals.
The fact that she would even insinuate that I do not care if a woman gets raped, that she can't get the services she provides. I, to be honest with you, my daughters were so upset that they decided to get involved and to a point where they actually did a commercial, they did a robocall.
Brown sponsored a proposal that would have allowed hospital personnel with religious objections to refuse emergency contraception to patients. The measure failed, and in the end, he voted to require that hospitals provide the contraceptives. The ads turned Debbie Scanlon off. She was going to vote for Coakley, but not anymore.
I don't like that kind of politics. I don't. And that's all I had to hear with those negative ads. And I'm down here to see what Scott can do.
Scanlon was waiting in the twilight for Brown outside the Flatiron Cafe in Middleborough. Initially, Brown was going to hold a little gathering inside the cafe, but the crowd overflowed out the doors, and he had to hold a rally at the gas station across the street. In Gloucester, Jay Summers thought the barrage of ads is actually energizing Coakley supporters like him.
I think it was a sleepy little race up until about 2 weeks ago, and suddenly people are turning on the TV set seeing ads.
Summers was in a subdued small crowd of people waiting for Coakley on the waterfront. Coakley urged the crowd to get their friends out tomorrow.
It is not a given. It is a race. There's no question about it. We are not taking any vote for granted, and neither should you. Because it's too easy for people who are angry, who think there's easy solutions, to take it out on people who actually are here to try and solve these problems.
The biggest crowd of the weekend by far was the one trying to get in to see President Obama stump for Coakley at Northeastern University. Only 1,500 people made it inside. They heard the president question Brown's claim that he'll be an independent voice in Washington. The president used the pickup truck Brown drives and talks about to make his point.
You've got to look under the hood. Because, you know, what you learn makes you wonder. Now, if as a legislator, he voted with the Republicans 96% of the time, it's hard to suggest that he's going to be significantly independent from the Republican agenda.
Brown, too, had stars on stage. Doug Flutie and Kurt Schilling turned out at a rally for him in Worcester. The crowds Brown drew wherever he went this weekend showed that he has the enthusiasm on his side. Tomorrow, he'll find out whether that enthusiasm is enough to make him the stumbling block to the president's agenda that he has promised to be. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.